Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, this is a public service announcement. Manscaped now has beard products and is going even further with their brand new Weed Whacker 2.0. Go ahead and tell the world, people, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming are traveling north of your South Pole with their revolutionary grooming products. The new Weed Whacker 2.0 and their new beard line confirms they have all the best tools for your hygiene toolbox. Time for you to upgrade your game by going to manscaped.com and using our code FRATCHAT for 20% off plus free shipping. Again, that's promo code FRATCHAT for 20% off plus free shipping. Oh, yeah. And we are recording.
Nice. Okay, I'm ready.
Cool. But first, a word from our new sponsor.
Bienvenidos a los tacos de Jimmy, los mejores tacos del Nueva York. ¿Tienes hambre? ¡Cómete los tacos de Jimmy! ¡Y estarán deliciosos!
Okay, now we can pay the bills.
Wasn't expecting that. I'm awake.
I don't even have everything else to say, so we're just gonna do this and three, two, one.
What are you doing?
Testes in my mouth.
Get on the ground, you fucking pledge.
Ew.
Welcome to the greatest podcast experience of your life. This is the Frat Chat Podcast.
All young men like three things. Food, news, pussy.
Featuring Carlos Garcia and Chris Moore.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the greatest podcast in the history of podcasting time. It's the Frat Chat Podcast. I'm Carlos Garcia with Chris Sebo Moore. How's it going, Mr. Moore?
It's good. I'm not sick anymore, but I'm a little hungover today.
Oh, and I Simo was telling me, you guys, that he was just playing with some pussy.
Oh, I'm cat sitting. I was like, wait a second, I wasn't that drunk last night. How are you? Did you go out last night?
He got all scratched up in that pussy.
I'm all scratched up. I think I'm allergic to the pussy.
Yeah, that explains a lot, actually.
Yeah. It makes my eyes water.
Well, I
it makes his eyes water, and it makes him go straight on the apps, you guys. Straight on the apps. Because of all the pussy. When you're allergic, when you're scratched up, when you're sick and tired of the pussy, you head on Grindr. And you have some fun. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. Well, I am living the dream, Mr. Mo, because we are just days away. We're so close. It's almost time for the greatest comedy show of all time, you guys, because we're coming back this Friday, March 17th, 7:15 p.m., Broadway Comedy Club. We're back, baby. And the lineup is stacked because it's what we fucking do. We got Chloe Radcliffe headlining, who you've seen Comedy Central and on Fallon and many more places. We got Pedro Gonzalez back, who you've seen on a late show with Stephen Colbert. In fact, the first Colombian-born comedian to ever do stand-up on a late show with Stephen Colbert. We got Riley Lassen back with 90 NYC's Alt 92.3. Christiana Jackson, our buddy old pal, who you've seen on this very show and on Cash Cab. We got Ron Prendimano back in this bitch. We got also who you've seen on this very show very recently, this very season. Check out the archives. And of course, we got myself and Mr. Mo hosting. So look at this lineup. It's beautiful. It's sexy. It's hilarious. And you can see it only this Friday at Broadway Comedy Club. Again, 7:15 p.m. Go to tiny.cc/greatestcomedyshow and save 15% of those tickets by using promo code FRATCHAT. Oh, yeah. Or you can also just go and pay full price over at the Broadway Comedy Club website, which is a pretty great website. No, but you do pay full price there. So go to tiny.cc/greatestcomedyshow or the Broadway Comedy Club website to get those tickets. Oh, yeah. It's going to be so fun. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
And we're green.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's St. Patrick's Day.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Ah, laddie. Maybe I'll do my whole act with an Irish accent.
Remember in school, if you didn't wear green, yeah, they would pinch you, right? If you didn't wear green?
Yes, that was the thing. But I'm not going to lie. It's kind of nice coming from Venezuela where we don't play that shit. Where I remember, like, they were like, oh, you're not wearing green? I'm going to pinch you. It was like, if you pinch me, I'll punch you, bitch. Like, yeah. We don't play that shit in Venezuela. You come pinch me, motherfucker? What? So I didn't get pinched. It was also like, did your high school seniors ever, like, haze the freshmen with, like, you know, like, putting Fs on their forehead with marker or something like that?
Not so much. I think the sports teams did that to, like, JV, you know, but I don't really think upperclassmen.
In my high school, that was a thing. Seniors would, like, hunt down the freshmen and hold them down and would, like, permanent marker put an F on their face and shit for, like, a particular week. I forget what week it was, but maybe it was high school, homecoming week, something. I don't know. But I was in a
spirit week. Isn't this fun, guys?
Yeah, right? I was in a Spanish class, and obviously they started me in, like, the junior level one because I could fucking speak the language. So I remember this junior came to, like, quote-unquote, try to hold me down. I'm not going to fucking let this asshole draw me. So I, like, reversed it, held him down, and put an F on his face. And I was like, you try to draw me again, and I'll fucking put a mustache on it next time. And then after that, no one in the class fucked with me. And I was cool. I was, like, straight. But I was just thinking of those things. Like, man, you don't fucking pinch me. Fuck out of here.
No one touched me in high school. And I'll tell you why. Because I was anorexic and they were scared they're going to break me. They're like, ah, that kid's in enough pain. Let's just leave him be. There it is.
That's just the life
dodgeball
that lived, you guys.
I would see my life flash before my eyes as these balls came at me and dodged. I'm like, oh my god. There's times I would wake up in the nurse's office. I'm like, I got hit. I'm like, yeah, you got hit pretty bad. I'm like, oh, what period now, is it?
To be fair, you guys, you know, some of you listening, don't know what semen looks like, and some of you watching, you know, see this newly done nose, you know, this well put together man who you see in front of you, you know, a little Botox. He looks great. You know, look at him. But, you know, this is what showed up to the nurse's office in high school.
Hey, guys, I got knocked out in dodgeball again. Can you put me back in, coach?
Hey, guys. I think
that's a shut up. So the nurse is not that guy right there.
That was freshman or sophomore.
Is there anything you want to say to this guy, Simo?
It gets better.
I'm turning that gay, Yash. I swear to God, I'm straight.
Hey, it gets better. It gets better for gays, just as long as you don't get fat.
What do you mean? I'm totally not gay. I have those Christina Aguilera posters in my bedroom because she's so hot, and not because I love her and I'm gay.
I love her. I love her.
Wow. I feel like that was very cathartic for you right there. We just saved you a week on therapy.
You know what? People think I'm being an asshole when I say that, but in the gay community, especially like in the bar scene, people are very shallow. And if you don't look the part, you're not going to have fun. It just is what it is. I don't make the rules.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. The few things I have observed from the bar scene while I've been out there is that it is quite shallow. And I'm not going to lie. You know, I noticed at least a 70% reduction in dudes offering to buy me drinks when I put on weight on the pandemic than when I was like ripped up before. So if not, go ahead, it made me want to go back to the gym. That's why I've been working on it.
Shame the fuck? Is real. Oh
yeah, dude.
I wanted to tell you something. Bad. This is very off topic. The other day I saw the trash man pick up a bag of trash, toss it into the dumpster, and the bag tore. And it was, you know how we had like some crazy wind the past few days?
Yes.
The wind picked up and there was a dirty diaper flying down the street. And I thought to myself, I can't imagine ever having a flying dirty diaper come at me. Like that's so horrifying to me. And now like I'm obsessing over it. I like cross the street. I look both ways for cars and now I'm looking for like flying diapers. And I have a
new right your face. No! Shit everywhere! Yeah. I feel like that's a New York City tumbleweed. Just a shit diaper rolling down in the wind.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Wait a minute. What's that behind you, Simo? Watch out! The diaper is in the house! Poop is calling from inside the house.
There's so much poop on the sidewalk in Astoria. I live in Astoria, New York now. There's like poop everywhere. I don't know where it's coming from, but there's
lots of poop. It has its really nice parts, but it also has its really shitty parts. If you know what we mean.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you get a phone call. It's like ring, 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 ring. Hello?
Hello, Simo.
Who is this?
Look behind you.
Oh, no, the poop is here! Oh!
Of all the poop pranks I pulled in my life, I'm, like, convinced that it's going to come back full circle. It's called karma. Can I show you what
that's
I
true. You have
everywhere?
You have ruined a lot of Ubers. There's definitely been a lot of people who you've got out of their cars and been like, I hope this son of a bitch gets what's coming to him.
I bring fake poop with me everywhere.
Just you should make it a mustache. That's true. Yeah, that's great. Next time you have a work call, you should put the poop. What do you mean, you guys? Yeah, it looks like your pet worm. Your pet caterpillar.
Hey, is this anybody's? Is it up for grabs?
He's the call him the Duke. Dookie for short.
Yeah. Dude, I like had a cold last week. I feel so much better, but I keep like coughing and sneezing a little bit. And I don't know if it's post cold or that fucking cat. I'm really allergic to cats, man. Ooh. It's killing me.
That's true. I don't know, man. I feel like the thing with cats is like they have like all these, they shed, but you just don't see it. So you're probably like inhaling it. Like when you're going to a fucking coal mine or something. You don't know. You're getting the cat lung, Seema. But it could also be from the cold. I don't know. I don't mean to start a conspiracy theory against cats. But no, we're more of a dog guy here at the Franchise Podcast, I think.
Yeah.
It's fair to say.
I watched the episode on YouTube the other day, and I was like, I blowed my nose. Blew. I blew my nose the whole time.
Yeah. That's why a lot of the viewers have been saying that they just like looking at my side of the screen better. You know what I mean? It's because, you know, I do have Hulk Hogan back there, which people do like, and Simpsons me back there, which people like. But I'm also not blowing my fucking nose the entire goddamn hour podcast. Yeah, that's what you got to do. Every time you need to blow your nose, just put Hulk Hogan up into the screen. Or let me know, and then I'll just have a guest appearance by you over here, and then people.
Oh my god!
What do you think, Simo? I don't know, because I'm so totally not gay, you guys. What do you mean? Dancing like this is totally normal. 6, 7, 8, 9. Do, 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 do.
Yeah, that was me.
Man, I'm just glad I got to meet in the class with Simo.
I wonder why young Simo was a virgin through college. Can you explain it? Based on that picture, no,
it's because they couldn't give me enough push to satisfy my needs, you know?
Yeah.
I need like 6 chicks just to get by.
Yeah.
He's got a good one. Here you go. Man's got a point. He's got a sexual appetite that can't be fulfilled. That's why.
Oh, I have a story for you. I saw an article and I saved it for you. Here, this is the headline.
Because you couldn't read it.
Yeah, I need you to walk me through it. I'm gonna try to sound it out. Okay, so Illinois woman finds husband's body in closet with Christmas decorations 8 months after disappearance.
Oh,
can you believe that?
Oh, so, shit. What? Yeah.
So it says that Richard Blank, I'll keep his name anonymous. Mr. Richard, his body was found on December 11th, 2022, nearly 8 months after he went missing. His wife told police she had gone to a concealed closet area to retrieve a tote containing Christmas decorations when she found his body inside. I think he had killed himself and stashed himself in there. And she said that the smell wasn't too bad, which I don't believe. I think she's probably got a disgusting home. I just feel like if you...
Yeah, I was going to say, she definitely... that home smelled like shit, and that's where she did not smell anything. That was not...
Yeah, but I also
bitch,
think
bitch, clean
that,
your
like,
house.
If anyone was missing at my house, I would have, like, the SWAT team tear the house apart. Every nook and cranny.
Yeah, that's like, I feel like the house is the first place they search.
Exactly.
You know? But also, you know what I mean? Police can be pretty stupid. Actually, it segues perfectly into this article I wanted to share.
I'm grabbing a water bottle. Be right back. But I'm listening.
He's listening, you guys. Good Lord. He's dying over there. That's pretty scary. But maybe now we'll go back to this.
That's good.
Yeah, it sounds nice and creepy for this.
Yeah, it's creepier.
So, police in Baton Rouge were attempting to locate this guy, Nathan Millard, 42, who had last been seen around 11:30 p.m. on February 23rd of this year in the downtown area.
Now here's the thing. Looks like they found the guy. And it was not pretty. His body was found wrapped up in plastic and rolled up in a rug. But here's the thing. Police suspect that no foul play was involved in his death. Like what? 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 Like what?
Oh,
he,
I have lots
he's
of
just
questions.
Fucking ra- he killed himself and he wrapped himself in a fucking rug and put himself in a bag and threw himself in the side of the road. Like what? What do you mean no fucking foul play? And
do you think someone just found a dead body and they were like, let's just roll this up and put it aside and all?
Yeah, let's just be, you know, let's just get out of here. Like, I don't want this pinned on me. It was definitely, you know, they said he definitely did not die where he was found, and his wallet was found not too far away from the body, but it was found on the street several blocks away from his hotel. And now here's the thing. They say that no foul play was suspected because he was seen leaving alone via security cameras from this bar. And then he was seen going to a Greyhound bus station where a security guard offered him a lift home and he turned it down. So he didn't appear to be in any distress, but he never made it back to his hotel. And then clearly he was found wrapped up in a fucking plastic bag and in a rug. What do you mean? There was no, someone obviously killed his ass.
His drunk ass was an easy target.
Yes. And they're doing an autopsy right now. And the report is yet to be handed down. They're not able to comment whether drugs or anything had anything to do with his death, but they think maybe he overdosed with someone. But it's like, come on, dude. Obviously there is at least some foul play when you find a fucking body wrapped up in a goddamn carpet on the side of the road. Like, what the fuck is wrong with these police these days, man? It's not to like turn this podcast into that, but what the fuck? The last story you're telling me, now this, some guy just dies in his house. No one thinks to search the fucking closet. What? And now this shit.
That's like, that's
no
like
foul
me saying,
play. No foul play. Yeah.
That's like me saying, I found an entire family handcuffed to the pipes in the basement, but I really don't think there was any foul play.
Mm-hmm.
Completely normal.
Yeah, the guy just was like, you know, I think I'm not long for this world, so let me just wrap myself up in this rug. I always loved this rug. This was my mom's favorite rug. Take it with me everywhere. Let me put myself in this bag, you know, just so I'm easy to clean up. All right, here I go. Boom! Like, no, dude.
You know what?
No.
After watching American Psycho, I learned that if I go to someone's house and there's plastic on the floor, I'm going to die.
Oh, you're right.
Drunk or not, when you walk into an environment and the floor is covered in plastic and it doesn't smell like paint, you're going to die.
You're right. Absolutely. Get the fuck out of there.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yep. Very scary. In fact, it's so scary that it makes me play this awful, scary music. Ah! Okay, I'm done. Let's move on. I'm a professional here, Carlos. I get excited
right, so
with the soundboard.
What's the topic of discussion today?
The topic of discussion. That sounds very classy, Mr. Mao. And I'm gonna roll with that because we here at the Frat Chat Podcast are pretty classy people. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna roll with that. And we're a bit of experts here at the Frat Chat Podcast. Some say that we're connoisseurs, if you will, of all the legendary drinking stories about debauchery. In fact, our name is the fucking Frat Chat Podcast, and we began this show by talking about stories of the grossest kind and stories of the drunkest kind. So this here, Frat Chat Podcast, this is a special episode because we're going to go back to our roots, people. We're going to talk about the things that we used to drink to fuck us up. But these were not good things, man, because we were drunk and broke college kids. So this week, we're going to talk about the most disgusting, the grossest, and sometimes cheapest boozy drinks that we had in college. But let me tell you guys, this is going to be fucking gross. If you're in your 30s, wherever you're listening to, if you went to college and had some of these, you might want to have a bag. like Simo's mom uses a poop bag. Sometimes yeah. We might have a puke bag. This is gonna be gross. All these alcohol drinks, fucking disgusting. You're definitely gonna have that little feeling when we talk about some of this stuff. So let's get to it. This is gonna be gross.
I hate barf sounds.
Yeah, I know. He does not really love the barf sounds too much, you guys. In this list, you might just feel that way though, Mr. Miller. I don't know what to tell you. It's gonna be because I don't know. I haven't had this stuff in years, but just like researching it, I was a little bit like, oh God.
First impressions are everything in life, and that is why I'm so thankful for Manscaped. My face looks nice and fresh thanks to the Beard Hedger Pro Kit, and now I can finally get rid of those weird hairs growing out of my nose and ears that started coming ever since I turned 35, thanks to the new Weed Whacker 2.0. Gentlemen, meet the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It is the ultimate package that makes it easier than ever to craft your signature look. Wait, you don't have a signature look? What do you mean you don't have a signature look? You gotta have this signature look, people! It all starts with the cordless electric beard hedger. The beard hedger is tough on hair, but smooth on your face, leading to single stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. This waterproof cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths all in one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons that you're definitely gonna lose, and then you're gonna be looking for them, and it's gonna be a whole thing. God, I'm so happy to be done with that. The Pro Kit also comes with their 4 dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care. This includes Manscaped Beard Shampoo and Conditioner, Beard Oil, and Beard Balm to moisturize, style, and shimmer your new beard. Plus, the kit has 3 free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors. Oh, that baby's gonna be looking nice. And with a nice beard, your face is perfectly groomed, right? Wrong! You need to keep an eye out for those tough-to-trim ear-nose hairs. The brand-new Weed Whacker 2.0 offers improved blades and skin-safe technology with a no-tugging guarantee. It's never been so painless to mind your manholes. And now that your face is looking great, you must try Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 for the full body grooming experience. Good news! The Performance Package 4.0 now comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 and all the other below-the-waist grooming products Manscaped is known for. Your significant other will be delighted to see you covering all bases, if you know what I mean. You don't know what we mean? Okay, we'll draw you a picture. So, get 20% off and free shipping with our promo code FRATCHAT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com and use our promo code FRATCHAT. Always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Can I give an honorable mention?
Go on.
I feel like, I don't know if it's still a thing now, but when I was in college, all the girls drank Arbor Mist out the bottles. It was like a cheap wine, but it wasn't like strong. It was like 6% alcohol, but there's different flavors. It's almost like fruit juice that they would pass off as wine. You remember that? Arbor Mist?
No, I don't think I ever had that. For us, it was by the time I was in, we were into slap in the bag. You know, you get like the $8 Franzia bags in the fucking box thing, and they take it out of the box, and then you'd be like, slap the bag, and then you fucking chug it, and that's what we did with cheap wine.
Totally.
Much more fun, you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know. I just googled a picture of that wine, and some of it does look like pee, so might make you feel like pee.
I've never tasted actual pee, so I don't know for sure, but my assumption is that it probably does taste like pee.
Let me tell you, it's not that good. It's not what it's all cracked up to be. Got stuck in an elevator once. I thought things, you know, tough decisions would have to be made. It was the longest 8 minutes of my life, you know. So I got scared.
What is the first one on your lists? What makes you cringe?
So this one, I'm going to start with one that I honestly don't understand how anyone could drink anything on this list, but this one is one of the few that actually like cost a good buck. It's expensive. It's supposed to be good booze. And it's Southern Comfort, or SoCo, as the cool kids try to call it. And they take shot. We take shots of that shit with lime. And I remember people, my friends thought it was the coolest thing, and then you get bottles of it. But every time I took a shot of that, I fucking just wanted to die, dude. It just felt like drinking fucking stale vinegar. It's still, to this day, just thinking about it now, I'm like... I feel it would just go down disgustingly down the throat too. It just God, not a good burn to have. Like sometimes you take a shot and like, ooh, that burns nice. Not this.
You know, sometimes like if let's say you have like vodka or rum or whatever, you can mix it with stuff and kind of hide the taste of vodka, you know. But you can't hide the taste of Southern Comfort. If you mix it with anything, Never. You're gonna taste it. And then anytime whether I was in college or even now, trying to swallow that, I feel like it makes my mouth water. And you know how like your mouth waters before you barf, your mouth wells up with water. That's the reaction I get. I can't drink it anymore.
It was awful. Especially in college, like you get ripped on if you like, you know, like puke right after you take a shot. Yeah. Like, oh, you bitch!
Totally.
So like you gotta like take a shot and be tough. But like I would take a shot of that and just like. Like you said, like the water was still filling my mouth. Oh, that was so good, dude. That was great. And everybody thought they were so cool because it was like $30 a fucking bottle. So it's like if someone shows up at SoCo, it's not, you know, the $8 bottles that will probably make this list later on. You got to take a shot. It's like, fuck.
Yucky.
I hate that so much. I take a sip of water. Get that taste in my brain. What do you got up first?
Okay, so I'm going to start with... I think it's a brand, maybe it's still around. They have 99 apples, 99 bananas. I think there's like 99 berries, but the idea is that this I hate that sound. The idea is that the alcohol is 99 proof. So 99 proof, if you divide the proof by two, you've got the alcohol content. So you're looking at 49.5% alcohol. That's strong.
Mix you up.
Most liquors are going to be between 30 and 40% alcohol, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yikes.
It depends on the stuff, but yeah. So this is more booze, and you know they have those flavors, as you said. So people would be like, oh, you know, you can chase it a little bit. It's like a girly drink. No, man, that thing was disgusting. And it had a weird aftertaste too. And I feel like I almost feel like the flavor and the alcohol would separate if you let it sit long enough. So then when you fucking drank it, it was just like it was so almost like gross. Drinking medicine. It was
in everyone's alcohol cabinet, and it was only like barely touched, and it would live there forever. Everyone's like, better not. You only drank if you were desperate. And I feel like we always mix it with Sprite. Do you feel like you mixed everything with Sprite?
Yeah. Everything in college? Was some...
7-Up,
people were like, Sprite. Oh, if you mix it with Sprite, it tastes delicious. I think it's like one of those things where you just want to be cool. So it's like, oh, yeah, that's so good, dude.
Yeah.
Ugh. Fucking awful. Ugh. Ah. Fucking Sprite. Yeah. I remember the last memory I have are the 99, I think it was 99 apples and 99 banana. A friend of mine bought himself a bottle to take to a strip club. And it's one of those nights where it was like he threw up all over himself in this hotel room. And I literally was one of those, like, you just have to turn them over and hope for the best. But like he woke up like just covered in puke. Like just disgusting. And I was like, ugh.
I've been there.
But luckily, he had friends there to turn him over.
So. You've been so sick that you're barfing and you're shitting yourself at the same time.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst. That is literally the worst.
Like, you're not just like hungover or sick. You're like violently ill. And you did it to yourself. That's the kicker. Like, oh, my gosh, I'm pooping myself because I wanted to have fun.
Let me see where your common sense lies. In this particular case, did you sit down on the toilet or did you puke in the toilet? What did you do?
Oh, I sit on the toilet and I hold the trash can.
Yes, yes. Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's what you're supposed to do, people.
Yeah.
I have a friend whose sister, I will not name, did it the other way. She was puking, and then it started pooping, and it was something that obviously I still laugh about today. And in college, I've shared the story of that girl that got too drunk, and she was puking in the toilet, and all of a sudden the diarrhea came, but she was wearing a thong. So it's like, and you put your finger over the sink and turn it on. it like sprayed my friend, like, who's there for risk management purposes to make sure this chick survives. So that's probably the shittiest day of his life.
That's so gross. Oh, so gross. Anyway, speaking of gross, what's the next on your list?
This one next on my list is so fucking bad that VodkaBuzz.com gave it a 0-star review. And this is Zelko Vodka, you guys. It was a plastic bottle. Yeah, 0 stars. It was a plastic bottle. And this piece of shit vodka, you could get almost 2 liters of it for $13, which is, I mean, I'm not going to lie, that's every college dream, every college student's wet dreams financially, because we're all fucking broke at that point, until you taste this piece of shit. Now, honestly, sometimes when you see something written so much better than you could put it, you might as well just read it. So I'm going to just read you the vodka review from VodkaBuzz.com. Again, it got 0 stars out of 5. It says, Zelko is another vodka, bottom shelf vodka that I'd never seen before. Continuing my push into the bottom shelf vodka reviews, I picked up a bottle. The shot. The shot is bitter from the outset, yes. Zelko expunges the mouth of moisture and replaces it with bitter flavors. The swallow burns and makes my stomach turn to the point where it almost expunged its contents. The aftertaste was bitter. But I was too busy choking back the vomit to grab my chaser, which made matters worse. Do not shoot this vodka. So true. The mixed drink. After such a horrible experience with the shot, Zelko mixed with Welch's strawberry breeze is a relief. It's not that the cocktail is good, it's that it's better than the shot. Zelko almost completely masked the sweet flavors of the mixer. This isn't even a mixer I could live with. Opinions. Zelko is the bottom of the vodka barrel. I would avoid it at all costs. At such low price points, there are better vodkas within $1 that costs a Zelko. I typically keep my bottom shelf mixers in the fridge in the rare event that there is nothing left to drink and nowhere to buy anything else. Zelko is getting dumped down the drain immediately. That thing was, God, I feel like dying.
Maybe
just,
Zelko is actually, maybe it's actually rubbing alcohol and not.
That's what it smelled like. That's literally what it smelled like. Like, I feel like I would keep it in case I'm in like a This Is Us situation, you know what I mean? Where someone's stabbed, like, they're like bleeding out, like, don't worry. And I just pour the whole bottle of fucking Zelko on them. You see, like, it starts burning.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's working.
I feel like if I was like cleaning, I would use that.
Yeah, you clean the bathroom.
Clean your bathroom. Yeah, it's like, I don't have bleach. It's okay. I got Zelko. You know, Zelko reminds me of this also.
Exercise your home.
In Chicago, we had this cheap vodka called Popov.
Oh, yeah, we'll get Popov. To it. We'll get to that. Don't worry.
Have you heard of that
before?
You'll
see it come up. Yes, yes. You'll see it on the list.
I've never had the pleasure of tasting Zelko. And I'm not sorry about it. I don't know how. I can't picture how it tastes. I've also never blown a homeless man. So I feel like it's probably close to that. Okay, so
actually,
my next one.
Man. It feels like this. What's your next one?
Yucky. I'm just going to jump to, I used to use a lot of cheap vodka, and I would mix it with Tom Collins because it's super sweet and Sprite. So I would pretty much have half a glass of vodka, 1/4 Tom Collins, and 1/4 Sprite. And it was disgustingly sweet. And
how would you drink that?
I can never drink it now, but that's I would just mix that. I had a friend that I shared a bathroom with my sophomore year, as a good friend, and he's a fan of the show. Hey Matt, what's going on, dude? He would make these drinks for us, and we would be obliterated after one drink. And then we show up a party wasted. And then they're like, how many drinks did you have? Only one. But we would do whatever we could just to mask the taste and then make the drink strong, you know? One and done. Bada bing, bada boom.
And then is it weird that he gave you that? But all of a sudden he was like, hey Simo, you wanna go down the stairs?
No,
you don't want to go down. It's okay. How about driving me home?
You can drive, Simo. It's okay. Take these car keys. But wait, why don't you have another Tom Collins?
You know what? I was drunk off Tom Collins the night that I swallowed a bottle cap.
You see, you think it's weird that you were sitting there totally fine and then all of a sudden the guy just handed you Tom Collins and then he's like,
are you hungry? I have a bottle cap sandwich for you, Simo. Why don't you drink this and eat it?
I said, oh my god, my favorite, thank you so much. Yeah. I didn't get dinner tonight, this is really thoughtful, thanks.
It's bottle caps and mayonnaise, your favorite.
I hate mayonnaise. I hate mayonnaise and bark noises. It's the same.
Bottle caps are cool to eat, but mayonnaise is where Simo draws the line.
Yeah.
Mayo. I'll take the bottle cap, please.
Over my dead body.
Oh god. Tom Collins, I think he'd be offended if he knew what you did to his fucking poor name. Gross. So up next for me, this is one that I remember at the time I would brag to anybody that would listen and be like, this is the best college booze ever. It's so cheap. And I had my like special little recipe. But just looking at this plastic giant bottle of fucking Port Royal rum just makes me want to throw up so bad.
I remember that.
God, what I would do is I would buy 2 2-liter bottles because this giant handle thing was only like $8.99 for a massive bottle. So I would buy 2 2-liters of Coke and empty them halfway. And then I would put some lime juice in it. And then I would, you know, empty as much of the liter of the fucking rum into the booze to fill it up, into the 2 liter to fill it up. Boom, boom, got two of them. And I would have basically rum and Cokes to go. And, you know, it's like I would have one for myself, and then I would give another one to like whoever I was pre-gaming with or whatever. Fuck, dude. These things had so much booze in them, and you're not measuring the alcohol, so you're just pouring in half a goddamn handle into this. And just getting blacked out, and many a nights that I threw up in college is probably because of this. Just fucking, just aggressively puking, like that was. It was awful. It was so bad. And to this day, it's still $8.99 for the goddamn like almost 2 liters, which is absurd. I mean, it's made it through like 3 recessions. Currently, everything in the world is more expensive, but this rum is still $8.99 for this massive piece of shit. That's awesome.
My mouth is like salivating in a bad way looking at it. I was just thinking, you know, when you go to a bar and you ask for just a rail drink, you know, they never pull out these huge like 2 liter plastic bottles. It's always in like a fifth, you know what I mean?
Right.
So this caliber of liquor is lower than the lowest grade drink you can order at a bar.
That's true. I never thought about it in those terms, and it's so true. The bar would probably make more money just buying those massive handles, and they still choose not to. Just yeah, saying.
Totally.
It's so gross that it defeated capitalism, you guys. People don't want to make an extra buck and sell you that shit. That's where you know it's bad.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm like gagging thinking about. I used to always have a fridge stocked with PBR, even though I know it's disgusting beer, but I didn't want to bong good beer. So I always was like a beer bong champion. And so before I went to a party, it would be four shots of something, or it might be four beer bongs. Or a little column A, a little column B. But, you know, if you shotgun a beer, you're going to waste half of it. You know what I mean? It spills.
You're a bitch. Good old beer bong. I ain't no bitch. I'm a bad motherfucker here.
Yeah. I'm good at bonging really anything. We used to bong wine from the bagged wine. We would bong that sometimes.
Yeah, I bonged wine. I bonged so a Four Loko once, which was not. We'll talk about that later, but. But I never ever waste a shotgun.
Cause I am no bitch, Zemo. I'm a bad motherfucker. I was shotgun left and right. I was shotgun them right into my ass.
Wait, what? I didn't say that.
You know, I wasn't just a bitch. I was a bad bitch. Yeah. I was like, let me put that tube down my throat. I'm not gay.
Sheesh, you guys. It's scientifically better. You get drunker if you just stick it in and out.
I think they're building furniture upstairs. I keep hearing ding, 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 hammering since 8:30 this morning.
Oh, God.
Can you hear it?
That's just evil. Yeah, I can hear it. That's just evil. 8:30 on a Saturday. Like, if it was weeknight. Even then, you should on a weekday, it should be 9. Saturday, 11. Let fucking people sleep in, people.
I agree.
So, come on. You're in a fucking apartment building. You got to subject people to your goddamn noise. You goddamn wait. You don't want to do that. Get a house.
I was partying last night. We were probably loud. So I guess this is payback.
Maybe they were laying in bed. It's like 3 in the morning. And Simo's sitting there. Having his little parties, if you will, and they're just laying in bed like, God damn it. This asshole gonna go to bed. I can't wait to slam my furniture tomorrow. Fucking wake him up. Fuck that piece of shit. But this song's a banger though. Ah. Turn it up.
What's next on your list? We have two left each.
That's right. Two left each. In this one, I have to say, it does hold a special place in my heart because this is my freshman year pregame in the dorms with Towson University, where notable legends in sports in the world of entertainment like Stacey Keibler and the guy from Dirty Jobs have been to. but this, it was one that you referred to earlier. Disgusting Rickolov vodka, and I would literally my freshman year.
Pop off.
Oh yeah, it's pop off. Yes. It was like it's Rickolov's special sister. Very close, very similar. Yes, that's true. The off messed with me, but this I would take 6 or 7 shots of it, and I would. Pour in a cup, and then I would run, you know, well, this was obvious before, but I would get like whatever I thought was the finest, most delicious, like grape or orange soda from the mart by the towers, by the dorms, you know, and come up and literally it was 6 or 7 shots, and then the rest was like grape or orange soda or something like that. Ugh. And literally we would just chug it. My roommate and I would literally chug it down. And like try not to puke, like just like hold it down. And then we play like video games for a minute, and then we do it again. And then that would like wait 10 minutes and then go out. And that would be a pregame. And I mean, Rocco, I would spend like half of those 10 minutes in between, like dry heaving over the toilet, like a fucking like fire breathing dragon, like, who's got asthma, you know, like a cat when it has like a hairball and it's like, but man, it got you fucking wasted. And it, again, and it was super cheap, but super gross. And that was at the time where, like, you know, we didn't have fakes, so you had to depend on other people to get you booze. It's like, just give them the cheapest vodka you see. You never want to say it to someone because they all show up with that. It's like, oh
yeah.
And Rickloff is too many people drank that shit. So disgusting. And with grape soda and shit like that.
Remember when we remember those commercials that were like Ricola, and it's, they're like the like throat lozenges. Right?
Yeah.
Aren't they like cough drops? Ricola. Mm-hmm. Whenever I hear that, I know they're not saying Rickoloff, but I hear Rickoloff and I cringe.
Yeah, it should be, they should have that be the Rickoloff.
Ricola. I'm like, Rickoloff. No!
Just throw up in bad decisions. That's all I can think about when I think of Rickoloff. And, I have to say, maybe it did help with my freshman 15 if I was throwing up every Friday, because I was sure as hell getting rid of any pizza or anything that went in my body. Between the laxatives and the fucking college food and Ricola vodka, I don't think I was absorbing any calories.
Do you think they put laxatives in the college food?
I think it's true. I don't think they put a lot of laxatives, but I think they put it maybe like a mile enough so people can poop. Let me Google this, because that is the, I think that's the oldest college myth ever. Do they put laxatives in college food? It's the first thing that comes up before I'm even done typing it. Dining room, Thrillist. Okay. Wow. Snopes actually is a fact checking thing, and it says actually it's false. Yeah, no, it's not true. Apparently, it's because just, you know, people poop a lot. And the usually cafeterias and colleges don't have the best grades in their food. You know, so it averages like a D grade for some of the better schools. So that's why you poop a lot, just because the food is shit. But they're not trying to make you shit. It's not a college-wide conspiracy to make everybody poop more. So... take that random piece of information as you will. I guess we're just spelling truth here at the Fat Chat Podcast and talking about poop all at the same time.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so here's my truth. I used to drink Bacardi 151 and I would mix it with Mountain Dew, and that's what we called a Ninja Turtle.
Oh, why would you drink that, dude? Oh, Bacardi 151 made many dumb mistakes have been made on Bacardi 151. I'm sure many hookups that you people regret it was probably to blame on those, or many fights, many penises that you woke up drawn with. Bacardi 151 is usually the drink of the devil.
I think that was the drink that people would use and would spit into a match and then blow a fireball.
Yeah. Right? Now, why did you guys call it a Ninja Turtle? Doesn't make any sense.
Because it was green. I get it. Mountain Dew's green.
I mean, yeah, but...
Does it? that we weren't it. That smart. I don't have true. A better explanation for you. It was green and red. Like, oh, what's green? Ninja Turtles.
That's true. I don't know why I expected more of you, Simo, but... I just hope better of you, I guess. But yeah. I forgot.
That's where you went wrong
again. Yeah, that wasn't this Simo, you guys. That was probably drinking those Ninja Turtles. It was this Simo. English, I really love those Ninja Turtle drinks. Pass me over a Michelangelo, please. We're gonna get so many chicks tonight, guys. Yeah. It's definitely not Simo enjoying the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, God. Oh, that's so disgusting, dude.
My grandma used to call me an ugly duckling. And that was her way of saying it gets better. Oh. I look like that.
But that's not. It gets better, but for now, just remember your place.
Yeah.
Is that why she wouldn't let you eat dinner with them in the big boy table? Just sat you on the floor with the dog.
I had to lap it out of a bowl next to the dog.
Yeah.
That was my life growing up. How about you?
Oh, God, dude.
There was a lesson in there somewhere. I just don't know what it is.
Somewhere. Anywho. You just have to wade through it.
Womp, womp.
Once you finish your slop, you get to the lesson.
Okay, so your next one is actually was top of my list, but I figured you would have this.
Oh, God. Yeah, this is my last one on the list, you guys, and this is one I don't recommend because not only is it absolutely disgusting, but it's 195 proof, you guys, which means it has a whopping 95% alcohol content. In other words, it'll fuck you up. And I'm talking about Everclear, you guys, which I had the pleasure of drinking straight up. Now, I know you see that in Jungle Juice a lot, but I had the shit straight up. And I got so drunk. Ugh, my mouth is watering right now. I got so drunk of 6 shots of this shit that I woke up at like 4 a.m. peeing on my friend. And not like a little pee. This was like a full-blown piss that would have made R. Kelly feel proud, you guys. If only there was a video camera around. It was bad. Like, I was 6 shots. I was in a different fucking world. I was just in a blackness of space and autopilot. I guess I was sleeping, and I thought in my dream that I was peeing in a stall. So the next thing I know, I'm just hearing, Carla, what the fuck, man? What are you doing?
And you're pissing the refrigerator again.
I was like, the only thing I could think of was like, they had apparently given me a Capri Sun, which was like sitting next to me. Like, oh, dude, it's the Capri Sun. Sorry. The next pee-pee. Morning, my friend said, what flavor Capri Sun was that? It smells like piss. It's like, oh, that grape one.
You telling me?
Yeah,
you telling me. Okay, so Everclear is the first shot I had in college because someone gave it to me as a really? Prank. And so to our listeners, Everclear is the equivalent, one shot is the equivalent of like maybe 2.5-3 shots of like other liquor. Yeah. And some of our listeners may not know what we're talking about because Everclear is not legal everywhere. So Everclear is legal in most states, but the following states have banned it. This is California, Hawaii, Florida, Iowa, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, and Washington.
Wow.
So you have to go across the border if you want that.
There is no need to drink that shit. Oh, God, it's really just talking. It's really fucking me up. There's no need to buy that shit. There's no need to get something that strong and take shots of it. Now, if you're fucking going to use it for jungle juice to feed an entire party, okay. As long as you make it delicious and it's spread out for 30 people, cool. But for one fucking person, or, you know, there was like 6 of us drinking that thing. Nah. Ugh.
My mom used to bring it to me in college for jungle juice. I was like, Mom, can you get this for me for jungle juice? I'm having a party. She's like, yeah, baby, whatever you need.
Aw, she just wanted to be really cool so much.
She just wanted to be invited. And I was like, no, bitch. Hell the fuck no. I'm trying to get some pussy tonight. Gross. Okay, so
shush, you guys, this is gonna be the night.
Tonight, you get so much push. My flower. Yeah. I'm gonna give some of my flower tonight. Okay, so
this is the night, guys.
My last one is a controversial one. It's called Four Loko. And Four Loko today is very different than Four Loko than when we were in college, because I think it wasn't to like maybe like 2010 or so, where they changed the recipe. It used to be advertised as an energy drink / alcoholic beverage. And then people were getting sick. So think of it this way. You ever have friends that get like really smashed and then they go to the bathroom and they'll snort either Adderall or Coke and they're like back to normal and they party all night long. It's just throwing your, it's throwing your heart through like, I don't know, the ringer, you know? It's just like an up or downer, up or downer, up or down. So some people were getting really sick and they were blacking out and they were hospitalized and eventually the FDA was like, okay, we need to ban this. So now they have it without the caffeine. It's a carbonated beverage. It's just malt liquor. I think it was called Four Loko because it had four main ingredients. I don't know what they are. I'm assuming caffeine was one. But yeah, this shit would fuck me up.
I bonged two of them one night. Actually, no, I bonged one and then I chugged the other out of a cup. I just poured it into like a big gulp type cup thing. And I chugged it. And I got so fucked that it was past the point of being drunk anymore. It was like legitimately scary because I was in my girlfriend's at the time room and she lived in the dorm. I had an apartment, but the floors of the dorm are like straight concrete, hard as fuck. And I collapsed in her room, like literally was just standing like, I don't feel good. Next thing I know, I'm like face up on the ground and she's like looking at me like, Carlos, are you okay? And on the way down, I hit the back of my head on the concrete floor. So I just like have this like banging head pain. And I'm like, fuck. And then she puts me to bed. And then I wake up like a couple hours later because I feel like I have to throw up. So then I run to the bathroom and then I'm like washing my face in the sink, like standing there leaning. And next thing I know, I wake up again on the floor with her screaming like, Carlos, oh my God. And like, again, the back of my head is so sore. I hit it twice. And it was very scary of a night. I was like, I literally told her, if I collapse again, call the hospital. Like, this is not cool. I don't know what the fuck's going on. That was on two of them. And at the time, I had been drinking heavily for a couple of years now. So you could say I had a fucking tolerance. Otherwise, I probably would have just ended up hospitalized when I was fucking kids. It was scary.
But yo, I blacked out every time I drank Four Loko. And I just think malt liquor in general is like some of the worst hangovers. But I remember one time being at one of the apartments off campus and they had to take the door off the hinges in the bathroom. They took the doorknob off and then they had to take the door off the hinges.
Someone passed out in there?
Me. Jeez. On the toilet.
Oh,
I've done that before.
Damn.
I was like notorious for that. I would just sit on the toilet. And I would just do this, or the toilet paper roll was right next to me, I would use that as a pillow. Sometimes it's just like, if I just needed space, I'm like, hey guys, I'll be back in a second. And because some of the bathrooms were just like a half bath. It wasn't a shower, it was just a half bath. And I was like,
right.
They're not going to need this. No one will know. I just need to take a quick cat nap. Just close my eyes just for 5 minutes. Yeah. They'd like, Simo's pass on the fucking toilet funny. Again.
That's what cigarette smoking was a lot for me in college. I would like, whenever I would feel like too much, I would just go out there and smoke a cigarette and like take a breath. Oh God, don't throw up, Carlos. Don't die. But I don't smoke cigs anymore. Honestly, they are definitely gross at the time. I was like, this is the best. Gotta have a cigarette. But yeah, no. So that's
our list.
Our list, you guys. As you can see, it was extremely, extremely classy, you guys.
Very painful for me.
Classy. So let us know what you thought of these disgusting, gross, epic licks. Are there any alcohols that we missed? Is there something that you drank that's even grosser? I don't know if Gen Z can top us because right now they have these little like personal like things that they drink. I forget what they call it, chugglers or something like that. But they carry their own like boozy drinks around so they don't get roofied. Kind of start doing this in the pandemic. So kudos to you guys. But I don't know. I feel like Gen Z is not chugging Poro like we used to. But prove me wrong. Is there anything that we missed? Let us know. Follow us on all social channels at Frat Chat Podcast. That's on Instagram. That's on Facebook. That's on Twitter. And that's, of course, on YouTube at Frat Chat Podcast. Make sure you give me a follow as well on all my social channels at Carlos Does the World. That's on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok. It's on YouTube as well. And actually on Twitter, I lied to you. It's Carlos Does World. Make sure you follow my good buddy Simo over there at chris.more.comedy on Instagram, on TikTok, and at cmorecomedy on Twitter. Or else this puppy gets it. Yeah.
That's what we're gonna do. Hey, let me ask you, if I put my head back a little bit, does it look like I'm bald?
No, it looks like right now it looks like you're getting a blowjob on the air. Like, ah yes, Os Mario. There. Actually, it does kind of look like it. Bald with sideburns, you know. The old
he doesn't get that unless he washes the dishes. That I motion to adjourn this meeting.
And I suck it. All right, you guys. We will be back next week with another episode of the greatest podcast in the history of podcasts in time. The Frat Chat Podcast. See ya.
Ow.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.